ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओके, सो वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस 15 चैप्टर and fifth verse, and you can repeat after me. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha,
nirmana moha jita sanga dosha,
adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha, dvandair vimukta sukha dukha sangae, गच्छन्ति अमूढ़ा पदम अव्ययम् तत्। मूढ़ा पदम अव्ययम् तत्। ओके, यू वांट टू रिपीट? यू कैन रिपीट इफ यू वांट।
निर्माण मोह
जित संग दोषा, अध्यात्म नित्या विनिवृत्त कामः, द्वन्द्वैर्विमुक्ता सुख दुःख संगये, गच्छन्ति अमूढ़ाः पदमव्ययम् तत्। ओके, ट्रांसलेशन परफेक्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Those who are free from false prestige, illusion, false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from dualities of happiness and distress, and who unbewildered know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attain to that eternal kingdom. So I'll not read Prabhupada, I'll just start maybe. I'll include my points. Okay. ओम ज्ञानाते मृदंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर उन्मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। ओके, सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग 15 चैप्टर 5th वर्स, एंड 15 चैप्टर इज अ मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता, जस्ट एज मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स ऑफ भगवद गीता इज 18 चैप्टर 66th वर्स, सर्वधर्मान परितज्ये मामेकां शरणं व्रज। सो 15th इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट। हाउ डू वी नो दिस? मध्वाचार्य, ही हैज रिटन इन हिज कमेंट्रीज दैट दिस इज अ मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट चैप्टर। क्वेश्चन इज वाई? बिकॉज ही राइट्स 15th चैप्टर डिस्कसेस नॉट ओनली अबाउट सुप्रीमेसी ऑफ गॉड, बट ऑल्सो इट रिफ्यूट्स द क्लेम ऑफ मायावादीज दैट आफ्टर लिबरेशन यू बिकम गॉड। That is there in the 15th chapter. How many verses are there in 15th chapter? Okay, 20 verses. Is the shortest chapter. Just like 12th. Both are short. Short but deep. That's the idea. So, alp artham, alp shabdam analp artham. That's what Krishna is. Alp shabdam, less words, analp artham, more meaning. That's what this chapter is. So Krishna here in this verse, he is talking about the process of devotional service. Krishna likes to glorify devotion. He likes to glorify devotees also, but devotion more. Devotion, devotee and God. Out of these three, devotion is supreme. Because devotee is devotee because of devotion. And devotion can control Krishna. That's the idea. Isn't it? Everybody is under control of God. But God is under control of devotion. This is Vrindavan. You said welcome to America, but welcome to Vrindavan. Here in America, everything is under control of whatever, A, B, C, D. But there, God is under control of devotees. So Madhvacharya says, Madhvacharya has given the philosophy that everybody is partantra. Krishna is Swatantra. But Mahaprabhu gave us philosophy, okay, well, that's okay. Krishna is Partantra. Krishna is Swatantra and everybody is Partantra means dependent. Swatantra means independent. But Mahaprabhu told, no, I'll give you a philosophy where Krishna is dependent. That's why Mahaprabhu is supremely must. That's why he gave such a high conception which humans cannot imagine. This conception is for Paramahamsas. Oh yeah, first verse of Bhagavatam, that this Bhagavatam is for those people who are pure at heart. Amalatmanam, that word comes, is having no tinge of attachment. So if we want to realize what Mahaprabhu has given, we have to be fully detached. Prabhupada said in one of his lecture, if you are attached to even one samosa, you have to come back. Just like I went to that store, one person was asking, is there any big samosa that Indian store? I just remembered Prabhupada. I thought, yeah, he's going to have it. If he's going to be attached to, we can't afford to be attached. That's the idea. The greatest, at the end of life, we will realize the greatest harm, if anybody can do to us, it is we ourselves. That's all. But we don't realize this fact. We don't realize. So that is why Krishna now is telling the process of devotional service here. And the first thing Krishna tells in devotional service is Nirman Moha. Nirman means free from, Prabhupada translates as free from false prestige. Nirman means humility. Oh, he's disturbing. So Nirman means humility. But the question is, what's the meaning of humility? That's a very big question. Mahaprabhu told Trinadapi Suni Chena. Tomorrow it will be mostly devotees? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'll talk this core concepts. I'll tell. It's very nice.
Yeah, you can explain this.
So humility, what does humility mean, first of all? There are three types of humility, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, he used to publish a magazine, Gaudiya. He used to publish a magazine, Harmonist, which was, in Bengal, it was called a Sajjan Toshini. But Bhakti Siddhanta continued it as Harmonist. And then there was some Bengali editions, the Gaudiya, in which Bhakti Siddhanta used to publish articles of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in that, one of the Gaudiya magazines, in the seventh part of that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur published an article, What is Humility? And he quotes Baldev Vidyabhushan. And Baldev Vidyabhushan, he explains, what does Mahaprabhu mean by Trinadapi Suni Chena? Why I am telling you this is, because the greatest problem, see, if you ask me what is Maya, okay, you tell me what is Maya in one word. Meaning?
That which is not.
Okay, fine. That which is not. Fine, but this is official answer. I want some practical answer.
Okay. Considering something, in spiritual sense, consider something which does not have eternal existence, is temporary.
Okay, considering what is temporary as eternal. Okay, fine. So, yeah, if I want to use one word for Maya, this is one thing what Maya does. If you want to include everything, what is Maya? One word is misconception. Prabhupada uses again and again. Maya will install misconception in your mind. Just like one misconception is this. Eternal, temporary. There are many misconceptions. And another Prabhupada uses word again and again about Maya is assumption. We assume. We assume we are this body. This is not a fact, but this is assumption, no? So, we assume many things. And we can assume that we know the meaning of humility, but maybe not. So, that's why Baldev Vidyabhushan gives a commentary on this. Although, people might be thinking, you know, what? Why to give commentary to such a basic thing? Be humble. But he gives a full commentary, and I was amazed when he wrote this commentary. I was thinking, first I thought, why this commentary?
How many pages?
He wrote like full A4, you know, page. In Sanskrit, if you write this much, wow. It's deep.
So then it'll at least 50 pages.
Yeah, 50 pages it will go. So what he says there, that there are three types of humility. One is kapatdanya, another is bhautikdanya, and last is like vastavikdanya. So three types of humility. One is superficial humility.
Kapardanya.
One is materialistic humility, bhautikdanya. And third is this vastavikdanya, real humility. Now what does that mean? Kapardanya means superficial humility, means a person is humble externally, internally he has some motive. So we all know, many people come in institutions, spiritual institutions, with other motives. That is kapat. Diplomacy. Hypocrisy. So that Krishna doesn't buy. Next is materialistic dhanya. Materialistic dhanya is Americans. They are humble. They are full of etiquettes. But Krishna doesn't like their humility. It's coming from a materialistic platform. It's not coming from a spiritual platform. It's not coming from the instructions of Krishna. Third is real humility. Now what is real humility? That is divided into two parts, external and internal. Now external humility is external etiquettes. Okay, dandvat, pranam, all those things, speaking properly, etiquettes, praising, that's external humility. So Baldev Deshan writes, that's okay. But more important is internal humility. Now what that means? I'll give you an example. Suppose you have a servant in your house, and one fine day you come, and he's sitting on your bed, and he has opened your fridge and eating your pastries and everything, and seeing your television. And then you say, my God, what are you doing? He'll say, well, I'm your servant, and you know, I applaud you, I'm still under your control and whatever, but that's it. He might be servant, but he's not a servant because he's enjoying the master. Properties of master. He's not a good servant. So humility means when you're not enjoying the property of master, then he's a good servant. He knows what is his position and what is the position of master. So Baldev Devdasan writes, when we stop sense gratification, that is humility. If a person is saying, I'm internally humble, and if he's still enjoying in his heart, he's not humble. That is wrong. So that is why humility is not something which can't be defined. People say internal humility, it's emotions and you have to feel. That may be, but this is the point. You have to leave sense gratification. Otherwise, you're enjoying property of your master. You're not humble in front of Krishna's eyes. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada's godbrother never considered him humble. They came to Mayapur to fight with Prabhupada. Prabhupada's telling one of his Prabhupada disciples told, when Prabhupada came back to India and all these godbrothers came, and I think Brahmanand Prabhu, he was there. And then they were fighting, they were telling, why you are saying yourself Prabhupada? So in their eyes, he was not humble. And in the eyes of Brajvasi, Bhakti Santa was not humble. Bhakti Santa was nonsense in the eyes of Brajvasis. He's wearing boots and he's big talks. But we know that who can be more humble than Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta? Although they didn't look like that. Why? Because we know the definition of humility is leaving sense gratification. And that is why Prabhupada says Trinadapi Suni Chena. That means you have to leave sense gratification. Then we are really humble. So Nirmana Moha, that is what external and internal both should match. Some people are only internally humble. Internally humble in the sense, they leave sense gratification. But externally, they don't respect people. They don't speak politely. They are called fanatics. So then that is also not good. Some people are only externally humble, not internally. Externally, okay. But internally, they are enjoying and okay. Still attached to matter. Sense gratification. So then Krishna doesn't like both these people. You have to be both, externally and internally. Then Krishna likes. That may be another thing. We may be practicing. Sometimes we are weak at heart. We are attached to many things. It's not easy to leave attachments. But we should know the proper definitions. We should know what is what. we should try. Then that's good. So that's the meaning of Nirman.
Can I have a question?
Huh?
Can I have a question on that?
Yeah.
It's very nice you gave the three humanities, very nice. I understood, but I never ever to explain the define all three. When you say the real humility is giving up sense gratification, is that is also don'ts, right?
Don'ts.
Isn't it the do's will be considered actually as real humility, like understanding our position and understanding the Lord's
position. It's a good question. So why does, this is a good question, why does Baldev Vidya Bhushan defines real humility internal as giving up sense gratification? And Bhakti Sandha says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a good question. Okay, now real humility should be something positive also, no?
Mm-hmm.
That that realizing that I am servant of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
But Baldev Vidya Bhushan actually raises this question.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, Bhakti Sandha says, you see, that is okay. That is the real humility, to consider ourselves as servant of Krishna. That conception should be there in your heart. But to identify what is real humility, this is the point.
Symptom.
This is how you identify.
Right.
Otherwise, many people can say, I realize I am servant of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is the symptom.
Yeah, this is the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
The symptom we can recognize what is that.
Mm-hmm.
That is why it is defined like that. So just like, for example, people say, okay, how do you define devotion? Internal devotion. We feel bliss. Oh. So how do you know that you are advancing in devotion? Okay, fine. Some people will say you feel bliss and happy. That's okay. But Prabhupada says in one of his purport, if you want to know that you are advancing in devotion, it is not by happiness and bliss. It is by how much renunciation you have. Because happiness and bliss can be confusing. Many sahajas are also feeling happiness and bliss. So it can be, you can be deceived from maya. You know, I am feeling, it can be on mental platform also. Many new devotees come, they also feel happiness and bliss. We'll not be able to distinguish. But this can't happen without devotion. You can't leave, you can't have renunciation. You can't leave lust without devotion. That can't happen.
So it's renunciation is, I know renunciation will be the kind of effect of devotion, right?
Yeah. So by effect we recognize what's happening, not by the, just like medicine also.
Renunciation is an important limb for the devotion.
For recognizing whether we are advancing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Other things can confuse us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Jiva Goswami, that verse is there, no? Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajata Janyati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chatad Ahitukam. If you do devotion, then Vairagya and Jnan will come.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Jiva Goswami writes in that commentary, it's a big commentary there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jiva Goswami writes, see, if somebody does devotion, he tears can also come in his eyes. He can have horripilations. But at the same time, his heart, he may be attached to matter. So that is the Sukhdeva Goswami saying, if you want to know you're advancing, you have to check the symptoms by vairagya and jnana. Don't check by positive things.
Yeah, because devotion is internal.
Internal thing. No? So
internal thing.
You don't know.
How you will know is from one's attachment and the knowledge.
Yeah. One more logic he gives. We can recognize what we know. Now, bliss of devotion, we don't know. So when it comes, we'll not be able to know. But we know what is lust. When we are experiencing lust, no?
Right.
So when lust reduces, we will come to know. When it will increase, so this is how you will check. That is why Krishna says in Gita, Kamesha, Krodhesha, Rajoguna. Krishna says, first control lust to Arjuna. Now when I read this, I was confused. I thought, my God, Krishna is saying first control this, and then he comes 7 chapter devotion. But the point is, how do you control this without devotion? So either Krishna is wrong or we are wrong.
With devotion, it will be easier to do this, isn't it?
But the point is, and Krishna should mention this, no? Like second chapter, Krishna says, I think this verse is in second chapter, no? Kamesha Krodesha. He says about this thing, and then seventh chapter he starts devotion. But he should have started with devotion, and then he should have said, control this, and then he should have proceeded. Otherwise people get, otherwise confusing. How do you control?
Because we are in the material platform, he tries to connect us as what we are connected to.
Yeah, because we can recognize what is lust.
Right.
So then later he tells, take help of devotion to get free of lust. Right. But he starts with this point because he knows that this we can, we will not be confused. That is why advancement in devotion will be measured not by positive things, but by negative things. This is very important. By how much our attachment to this is reduced,
like
material world.
Inside, for ourselves.
Internal, yeah, internal. This is not for anybody else.
Right.
For internal.
Okay, that's what I was
asking. For internal, that's all. So, the less we attach to material world, the more we advanced. Prabhupada says so many times. Prabhupada never says, the more bliss you are feeling, the more advanced. Prabhupada never says this. You can read again and again. That is why Vrajvasis, they were confused. They were saying, Prabhupada is nonsense. He's always talking about detachment, material world is useless. What is this? He's not talking about positive things. They are foolish. Positive things are there, but we don't have to measure our advancement by positive things. That will happen. We have to measure by these things. So Prabhupada is absolute genius. Absolute genius. This is good explanation, no? Humility. So, then Krishna says, next thing you have to do, nirmana moha. You have to be free from illusion. Now, what do you mean by illusion? I just explained. Illusion means misconception and assumptions. This is the meaning of, when I gave a lecture in NJ, New Jersey, I asked everybody, what do you mean by illusion? So some people said Maya, some people said bewilderment. But the point is that these, Maya is a Hindi synonym, Hindi word. Bewilderment
Sanskrit
is a synonym.
Maya is a Sanskrit.
Yeah, Sanskrit, Hindi, both Maya. And bewilderment is English, synonym. So I told them, you see, generally we think we understand the meaning, but we are giving synonyms. That's not the meaning. There's a difference between synonym and meaning. Yeah. So, illusion means misconception and assumptions. That's very important. We have so many misconceptions, so many assumptions. One day, when we will... So Garuda Puran says that one day you will have darshan of Krishna. But you know who will he be? Maya will take form of Krishna and she will reveal herself to you. Maya will try to confuse you. Maya will try to confuse you. You will think, I have got darshan of Krishna. But it's Maya. So this happens. So then how do you know it's Maya or Krishna? The question is this. How do you know? Okay, how do you identify? Suppose one fine day you are chanting and Krishna revealed himself in your heart. Now you have to know whether he's Krishna or I am getting deceived. How do you do that? Because it happened with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was sleeping and he got a dream and he saw Krishna. And then he saw Narad and then he saw one demigod, big demigod. And the demigod told that that you kill Vimal Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta, because he's a demon. But then immediately, then next dream, Narad Muni came, he told that was Maya. Don't do that. So, it can be confusing. Maya can do anything. It can take a form of Krishna and come in front of you. Then what do you do? You have to be trained. And Maya will do. Maya will try to stop us. Maya tried to stop Haridas Thakur, who are we? Now she is not trying to stop us because she doesn't have to do anything. We are already stopped. We are already... She doesn't care for us. We are already fallen. But when we advanced, she will do something. So what's the solution? If she takes form of Krishna and reveals herself to us, how do we identify that? That's there in Bhagavatam. Solution. So Vyasadeva says, apashyat purnam purusham mayam tad apashrayam. Sukhdeva Goswami says, when Vyasadeva in Samadhi saw Krishna, he also saw Maya behind Krishna. Apashyat purnam purusham. He saw Purna Purush. Mayam tat apashrayam. He saw Maya under the shelter of Krishna. He saw everything. Now, if Maya takes form of Krishna, there will be no Maya. So that is why when people used to come to Bhakti Siddhanta, many people used to say, in Bengal and in Indians, I saw Krishna in my dreams. People have this habit, no? Kal mujhe sapna aaya Krishna ka. So Bhakti Siddhanta used to ask just one question. Did you also see Maya behind Krishna? They'll say, what? Then he told me, then you didn't have darshan of Krishna. Yeah. So that's, we have to be trained in scriptures. We have to have eyes of knowledge. Otherwise, we'll get confused. We might think it's okay for us now. It's no confusion because we are not advanced.
So is it like trying to see everything in relationship to Krishna that is very important than just seeing Krishna?
Yeah. So Maya is also related to Krishna. Yeah. That is the idea. So we have to be careful with that. We have to really get trained. Because Prabhupada says that when we advance, Maya will give us Mayavad realization. Prabhupada says, no? So that is the last snare of Maya. And she will do. And we will be convinced that Krishna is impersonal. We will be convinced. I have met many sannyasis in Nimbark Sampradaya.
Is it? Yeah.
They came here?
I invited him. He was
here. Who? Sriji Maharaj? Some sannyasi from Nimbark Sampradaya. From Nimbark Sampradaya? Okay, right. Okay, fine. Yeah.
That's why I was connecting. He gave me a photo. He said, I want to connect everywhere. So in his altar, I think he has a Durga Devi also there.
He has, right.
Durga Devi also, Hanuman also.
Yeah, they keep, yeah.
He gave Hanuman one purpose. He said, Durga also, because Radharani is...
They have that philosophy.
So I was trying to connect when you were saying, because that will confuse, but at the same time, this point of view, understand.
Then we can understand. Yeah, they're perceiving that they're in the shelter of God. So the Nimbark Sampradaya, there was one Maharaj, he took sannyasas 5 years, and now he's 90 years. And he got confused at the age of 90. And you know what confusion he had? Whether Krishna exists or not. At the age of 90. And sannyas at 5. So we can't take it for granted that we are safe.
In the last snare of Maya, when Prabhupada is saying that...
Impersonal realization.
But sometimes we are thinking that we are doing a spiritual activity, though we may be doing economic development, Sanskrit.
That's one thing. Yeah, that
then
is one
the thing. Last also, you think you're so much a spiritual, but still you're taking the Lord as impersonal. That is also Maya.
Yeah, that's Maya.
Isn't it that is? It's not like devotees will think that. But in general, those spiritualists also, those are considering Krishna as Maya, but they are totally dedicated to their life and doing so much of austerities, everything. But still, that is Maya because they are...
For them also it is like that. In one of the purports of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes, when we chant very nicely, Maya will give us impersonal realization also. To confuse us. But because Prabhupada says, but by the power of knowledge... and the mercy of Krishna, devotee will be able to cross it. He will not get confused. Because he will understand that impersonal, it is also feature of personal feature. He will understand that. So he will not get confused. He will surpass that.
Understanding impersonal realization is also included in devotional.
Yeah. Like that.
I hope it's nothing. As long as you are not accepting Krishna as impersonal. And then there is a big loss.
Then there is loss.
But I think the way you are trying to explain that. Not just Krishna, knowing Krishna with his all his everything.
Like that. So otherwise, we are an illusion. So Krishna says there should be no illusion. No illusion means no misconception, no assumption. We should not assume we are safe. Mm-hmm. Idea is this. We should not assume that we know things. And then last is Sangha Dosha. Krishna says, third thing you have to, if you want to advance in devotion, you have to leave false association. And what do you mean by false association? The biggest false association is we ourselves, our mind. So although Mahaprabhu said, Stri Sangi, what is that verse? I forgot. Krishna Bhakt, Abhakt, is not devotee of Krishna. Krishna Abhakt are, yeah. So, bhukti, bhogis, and Siddhi Kami, Sakala Shant. So we have to leave who are associated with women, who are bhogis, who are after liberation, all of them. But actually, we forget that we have to leave ourselves. We have to leave our own thoughts, stupid thoughts, and our own mind. So that is why Krishna told Brahma. In Bhagavatam it comes. So Brahma and Kumaras had discussion, no? So they were discussing how to leave this material world. Like, we are attached. So Brahma told, it's a complex question, I don't know. It's impossible. It seems impossible. So Krishna comes, and Krishna comes in form of Hamsa. Hamsa avatar. And then they offered Hamsa Guya prayers. And then Krishna told, see, your question is wrong. How to leave attachment to this material world? Forget it.
Right.
Just understand, you are not mind. You are not this material world. You don't have to do anything with this material world. This, you change your conception. You change your perception. And things are solved. Simple. So that story is also there. So that Ashtavakra, he came to Janak. So then Janak asked, what is Maya? So Ashtavakra held a pillar. And he was shouting, leave me, leave me, leave me. Then people were thinking he's mad. Ashtavak told, you are mad. Maya is not holding us. We are holding Maya. So we are not supposed to. That is Jit Sangha Dosha. We can focus on others, but let's focus on ourselves first. Let's leave our own mind, our own misconceptions, our own illusions. Let's work on ourselves. That's what it will count, you know. That's what will count at the end of life. Nothing will count. So if we do these three things, humility means leaving sense gratification, internal humility. Illusion means leaving misconceptions and assumptions. And Jit Sangha Dosha means leaving your own mind, going beyond mind. Understanding, I am soul, I am not this mind. We don't have, actually, when Shastra say control mind, the idea is, how do you do that? We can't fight with mind, it's impossible. Mind is having godlike power, Krishna says to Uddhava. So Krishna says control mind means, you go above it. You understand you are not this mind. Then you will be able to do something, otherwise it's impossible. You will not be able to do anything. Mind is your neighbor. Just like our neighbors, who cares? Let them see television. So if mind thinks nonsense, you think whatever you want. I am soul. I don't have to do anything with you. You think nonsense, you think right. Don't fight with mind. Make mind your neighbor. That's the idea. Otherwise you'll get sick of fighting with mind. And if you keep on fighting, you'll forget Krishna. You know, many devotees ask me, oh, how to control mind? I'm like messed up. So thoughts, this thought, that thought. What I tell, don't control mind. First thing, understand you're not this mind. That's what Krishna says, no? Parasastuhi sa, our body is mind, mind is intelligence in Gita, our intelligence soul. He is giving us hint. Don't try to fight with an enemy which is very strong.
But isn't it, it was said that when morning comes, we should beat your mind like 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah. Bhakti Siddhanta says, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So it means you don't, that is also in one way controlling the
mind. So how to do that? That is what I am saying. If we go above the mind, then we will be able to beat shoes.
So how you go
that? How you do that? By knowledge, by understanding. Mm-hmm. By understanding that we are not this mind. By hearing again and again. That's why Prabhupada was telling, you're not this body, you're not this body, you're not this body. Otherwise, we'll not be able to do anything. We'll be under control. Then mind will beat us 100 shoes in the morning. It's not easy, no? So, if we understand, it's okay. So, devotee, when we chant, mind is thinking so many things. So, you have to think, okay. You think whatever you want. I don't have to do anything with you. Get lost. I am soul. I am part and parcel. I'll chant Krishna's name. That's all. Then mind will slowly, it will say, my God, he's not listening to me. So I should listen to him.
Right.
So enemy, it becomes friend. So when mind starts listening to us, then we can, just like this child, he will not listen. So what do you do? You can't beat him. If you beat him, then he'll become more shaitan. So when he becomes older, then you can tell. When he starts listening. So first step should be, you have to make your mind listen. For that, you have to go beyond mind. Otherwise, you'll not listen. Inferior people listen to superiors now. You have to become superior. Then, okay. Then you can tell, okay, sit down. So that's the trick there, how to control the mind. So my point is, we have to take knowledge. If we don't have knowledge, we not advance. Why I'm telling? Because ISKCON, this is lack. This is lack. People do everything, but knowledge, reading books, doesn't happen. Tomorrow I'll tell, I'll give quotations of Prabhupada, all those things I'll show. It is very important. Prabhupada had this complaint and it's still going on. People are not focusing on Prabhupada. This is what Prabhupada has given. His hard work. Temples can come and go, isn't it? Prasadam can come and go, but this books will not speak. Even if there are books all around this world, but there is no people to understand and realize this, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Because you see, Krishna says in Gita, this knowledge was lost. Evam vibhasvita yogam proktavanamayam. And now I am again establishing this knowledge. Now question is, knowledge was lost. How knowledge was lost? Vedas were there. Yeah, and practitioners were not there. So more important, books are important. More important is we need people who can realize and follow this. Yeah, you're right. Who can live this knowledge. And that will be the greatest service what we can offer to Prabhupada. We can make this knowledge live through our example or through our actions, whatever. That's what will count. That's what can change this world, if we really think. So, yeah, we need good association and knowledge and discussions. We need discussions again and again. Just like universities. So that is why I'm opening this college. We will have discussions and debates. Come and discuss and, you know, It should be open. Then it will be interesting. It will be good. But with evidence. Not without evidence. Give evidence and then speak. Otherwise people can speak anything. Yeah, they just speak anything. So if we do this nicely, then Krishna says, Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kama. Then Krishna says, then you will be always be situated on Adhyatma. Adhyatma means, in Adhyatma you have to break. So Madhvacharya, he breaks his word. He says, Adhyavasitam Atma. Adhyatma means, when it's situated in Atma, platform of Atma, that is Adhyatma. So, Adhyatma Nitya. Krishna says, if you do nicely, you will be always be situated on the platform of soul. Acting through body, but situated on soul. That's important. And vinivritta kama, you'll be free of lust. Free of lust, it's a big thing, but you'll be free of lust. Vinivritta kama. And if we practice more devotion like this, slowly when lust will go down, attachments, kama is translated as lust, but it's kama is actually desire to enjoy. The grossest form of desire to enjoy is lust. That is why it's translated as lust. Otherwise, kama is translated desire. Now you might ask me, what is evidence?
From the activities. It may be inside.
Yeah. Now, so why Prabhupada is translating kama as desire? Why not lust? Somebody can question this.
I mean,
I can understand logic, but what is the evidence? I want shastric evidence. Because everybody doesn't accept Prabhupada, no?
Mm-hmm.
People say, Prabhupada is speculating. Many people say. So we have to, Guru Shastra. We have to give Shastras. So Kama is translated as desire.
Because desire is the evidence. Once desire in the heart.
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah. It's the evidence.
Yeah.
But I want scriptural evidence. Which scripture translates Kama as desire? That's what I want. That's the question.
That'll be very hard to
So, Kama Sutra. Kama Sutra is a book defining Kama, and the definition of Kama, Kama Sutra gives desire, not lust. That is why all acharyas, our acharyas are defining it, and it makes sense also.
Hmm.
This is the evidence. Krishna says when we are done with all desires to enjoy. That's the idea. Yeah, desire to enjoy, huh? And then if we do like that, dvandir vimukta sukha dukkha sangair. Then slowly we will be beyond dualities. Beyond dualities means, of course, beyond happiness, distress, and all these things. Beyond hate and attachment, that is more subtle. And beyond dualities means beyond darkness and beyond light, both.
Hmm.
Beyond pravritti and beyond nivritti, both. That's what Krishna says, 13th chapter. You will be beyond any material conception. Positive and negative, both. Dvandair vimukta. You're out of it. You're beyond time and space. That's also duality. Madhvacharya says in Bhagavatam. Beyond limitations. That is why many people ask, so what is your sarupa? People ask, no? This is a debate, no? That what is sarupa? We are in Golok or Vaikuntha. It is via peacock or it is fixed or not. Actually, they don't understand. So many debates on this in India. It was. But, of course, Prabhupada told this nonsense, once it gets revealed. But the point is, after liberation, this is not a debate, because this is not a good debate. Because after liberation, you are beyond time and space. You might have many forms, not just one form. You might be in Vaikuntha, you might be in Golok, you might be
material
world. You might be everywhere. Let's say Hanuman. Hanuman is there in material world still. But he is there in Ayodhya also. He is everywhere where Ram Katha is going. How? So liberation is not bachcho ka thing. When you are liberated, you are beyond space. You are beyond limitations. Just like Nimbarka Chare, he is having six forms. He's Chakra. He's a cow in Golok. If you should have asked them, he's a cow. He's also a parrot in Golok. He's also a tree, and in Vaikuntha also he exists. He's also Gopi. Yeah, Nimbarkachari. He's also Gopi. So many forms. I think he's an incarnation of Tung. Chakra is from Vaikuntha.
He told
it's the incarnation of Chakra. Yeah, Chakra, that's the main thing. But in Goloka, his sarup is. His incarnation of Tungvidya. Yeah, Tungvidya.
Hmm.
Ashsakya. So these people know, internal thing. And he's also Manjari. So many forms. When you get liberated, Krishna will give you full opportunity to serve. You want to serve like that? Become like that. But the point is, we can take any form. Krishna will take any form. What we are supposed to tell him? If Krishna tells you, you're free. Wherever you feel there's lack in your service, you give that form.
Exactly.
So there's not a debate. My form is, my bhaiya, you get liberated, and then whatever Krishna desires to give form, that form is okay.
Yeah, my understanding was that sometimes you get frustrated. No. So then, it means still we are in the dualities. So those who are above the duality, they're anyway unaffected with the material aspects.
Yeah.
For that, whether you let me serve in material world, or in hell, or in heaven,
yeah, whatever you want, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. So basically, until we are asking for, oh Lord, know, give me, free me this material, that's not highest looks.
Yeah, that's not the highest conception.
Next
yeah.
is you have to go next.
No. Next level.
But there's nothing wrong to ask, I think. Right?
No. Yeah, it's not wrong. But it's but it will not give that happiness to Krishna. It's not wrong, but devotion, our aim is to give happiness to Krishna, and our aim is not to think in wrong and right.
So at this time you have to tolerate?
These things?
Yeah, that time when so we take shelter of Krishna, you know, protect me, O Krishna. Dalbikan Bhakti Vinod Thakur says one of
yeah, yeah, protect, the protect.
Taking, accepting the Lord as his maintainer.
Maintainer and protector. Protector.
So is it okay, or should we say, then he says again, later he says, Mara.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends on our advancement.
Right.
So, if we pray protect, then we are not that advanced. It's not wrong. That's okay. But we want to advance. We want to go higher levels. Krishna, no problem. I don't want protection. I don't want to disturb you for myself.
Right.
That's disturbing, no? Krishna, protect me. Krishna will say, I'm playing with my friends. Yeah, what you are doing? Okay, that's okay. I will protect you. You are under my shelter. I'm happy. But better servant is, Krishna, I don't want to disturb you. You have, what you have planned?
So it's a consciousness.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Accepting out the Lord as our protector, but the consciousness, let me suffer for you.
Yeah, right. So that, Prabhupada says, Krishna is your protector. That is, we...
Not like, ignore, you know, I can take care of myself.
No.
We are accepting the Lord's mercy, but let me suffer, you know, small thing I should not...
Yeah, I should not disturb Krishna. That's the idea. That's the idea. That is very important. This is Krishna consciousness. We should know how to give maximum happiness, maximum comfort to God. That is what our aim is. Prabhupada says, we should try to satisfy Krishna in all respects. Not in one respect. So that's what Krishna... That is what Krishna says. There are so many devotees, but one will attain me. Krishna says, then what's the difference between that so many and one? This is the difference. Everybody is devotee, but that one will be like
him. But in the Kali Yuga, is it possible to have many? Because that's Lord Chaitanya's special mercy. Because,
yeah, it can be many.
Because then it will be discouraging to people, what is my hope?
Yeah, one, actually, we don't tell people these things. But we should know, Prabhupada said 75% grihasthas will not go back to God. It's Prabhupada says. Why? It's not because they are householders. It is because they can't devote time.
75% of grihastha devotees or grihasthas?
No, Prabhupada says they are 75%. No, 75% of course, devotees. He's talking about devotees. He's not talking about non-devotee community. Devotee community. Yeah.
That's I'm amazed where he said.
There is, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, he has quoted in Brahmacharya book. In Brahmacharya book, he has quoted this. Prabhupada said quotation. And there are 75% chances they'll not go.
Chance for us to renounce now. We still have some time.
No, it is because time factor is there. No, if you can devote more time, then chances go high. It is not because we are unmarried and you are married. That's not the point. Point is time. So time we have to somehow get out, and only time will matter. More time you will give, the more you will advance. That's normal. That's natural. So that you have to sort out yourself. Even in Brahmachari life, we are wasting time. If we are space out, what? Then we are even worse than Grastha, no? So that will matter.
At the same time, I read that Mahaprabhu gave Ramanand Rai a higher position than Rupa Goswami.
Yeah, both things. No. Rupa Goswami,
acha. Yeah, because even though he's a grihastha.
Yeah, Mahaprabhu sometimes told that of course, Ramanand Rai, he was a very big devotee, and although he was grihastha, Mahaprabhu's many associates are grihasthas, first of all.
But let me quote where I... That's what.
But I never heard this, Raman. But anyway, the point is.
So my understanding was Gruhe Thakur, Bandhe Thakur. So whether you are renounced or you are grihastha, Sadavala Hari Rakho. So both were austerities is there and just trying to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teaching because especially in this age, you know, it may be applicable in other ages. Bhagavatam says the kings they left this
people. Yeah.
But in the age of Kali, Griha Thakur or
Bane Thakur.
So because they're not sannyas order in the age of Kali. There are four
things in No, Prabhupada says sannyas order is varjit for Mayavadis.
But devotees are by naturally they are sannyas.
Achha, that way you are talking.
Practice. Yeah. In one sense, because they are sannyas, Mayavadis, they may not be sannyas. I may be wrong. But at the same time, whether you are a householder or
you are renounced,
it was not that spiritual high sannyas order definitely. Ashramas, that is better because they have responsibility. But it's not that which order you are, but it's the matter of what your consciousness
is. Yeah, that's what I was telling. It doesn't
and
matter.
The sannyas orders is to enlighten the path of devotion for giving Krishna consciousness to others. As a grahastha's responsibility is to serve them. Isn't it like a Hanuman story? You know what is what Hanuman could do. And what that
squirrel
everybody has their own service and they did
equality. Yeah, both things are there actually.
That's what I am it, eventually because it's not it is in through sannyas or through brahmacharya one goes to purification and through grahastha also one goes to purification. I'm just trying to see understand the way I also understood with this is that purification, because both are ashramas only.
Yeah, that may
but
be, but...
But if misuse grahastha ashram is misusing Dev by the name of grahastha ashram, if you do the sense gratification without understanding the goal, saying that now I'm grahastha, I'm allowed piling up, and I don't contribute my time and money and everything.
Yeah, that's the point, no? You have to spend time, that's right. All. Time counts. And because grahastha ashram time is less... so that is why scripture says, okay, take vanprastha. Then you should take sannyas. There is an order. Scripture says, so it's good to take and spend your entire time there. That's the Prabhupada, Bhakti Thakur says, Sada Thakur. But then Prabhupada also says, you know, there are less percent chances. So how do you harmonize both things? That's the idea, no?
I never heard about that part, less percent of chances. If you find out, we will come join your ashram now.
No, you don't need to join.
Because we
you thought, are serving.
You know, we thought, will we do, please, we cannot please anyway.
This is for those.
Book has
Brahmacharya book. But anyway, this is for those who are not serving, who are not spending their time in Krishna consciousness. No. So you are doing so.
Also so Krishna is there.
Things are there. But some sense gratification is allowed in grahastha ashram. That also right, Prabhupada tell. Because otherwise it becomes boring. So then life becomes boring, then it's a block in spiritual life. It becomes unfavorable.
So we are blessed today. we can eat some nice pizza.
Yeah.
Sorry. But thank you. It's nice, enlightening for us. So maybe we can have our... Two sons now, it's a higher chance.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, to say you want to make them brahmachari, no?
If you accept the advance registration.
Yeah, already registered. Them. Already registered. They can devote their entire life to Krishna. So that's, Dandair Mukha Sukadukka Sangair. Devotee will be beyond happiness and distress also. Distress will not distress him. Frustration will not frustrate him. That's the idea. Everybody's mind gets frustrated sometimes. We are humans. But a pure devotee will not become frustrated by frustration. But normal, ordinary devotee, he will think, I'm getting frustrated. But this is not a question. Devotee understands. It's the nature of mind to get frustrated. Why should I get frustrated? Because of mind. So he's beyond.
So you're coming back to the point is... proper cultivation.
That state it will put.
First knowledge, then realization.
Yeah, that is important. That's why Prabhupada told, please read my books again and again. That knowledge has to be properly, systematically given.
Yes.
So that proper conception is in his mind. Otherwise, just like you see, if there's a female, very beautiful, some people will perceive her as seductive.
Mm.
Some people will perceive her as, he will perceive as mother.
Mm.
Or maybe old people can perceive her as child. Different perceptions. But same woman, same eyes, same people. What's the difference? It's wisdom and realizations. That matters, no? Different people have different conceptions. That is why. So, material world is same. Everything is same. What's the difference between Prabhupada and us?
Mm.
We are perceiving in a wrong way. He is perceiving in a right way. And that will matter all on knowledge. All on knowledge. And that's why we have to understand all these things. Knowledge means there will be contradictions.
Mm.
Just like you're asking questions. When we go high, there will be contradictions. Our purpose is to harmonize them. Because we can't delete any statement. Statements are there. One statement is ulta. Just like it is said, woman is worshipable. It is... what's that Sanskrit shlok? Yatra narestu pujante, devta tatra ramante. Wherever woman is worshipped, their demigods reside. Okay. Another statement is that woman is maya. So what do you do? Then say it is, then you have to harmonize.
Mm.
So that capacity should be there.
Lord Kapila Dev's itself says human has to be, association of human is the root cause of
one's fall down.
Material existence.
So then what do you do? Two statements?
No, actually, unfortunately, that's what it is, because at the same time, human also, it is mentioned that Prabhupada, human also has to should not keep attachment to the man.
It might become confusing, that's the idea.
No, that's true. I raised the same kind of question to Vijayana Bhakti Vikas Sai Maharaj.
Acha.
One place Krishna says that you should offer yajna to the demigods, everything.
Mm.
Then in one place he says that the worshippers of the demigods will go to hell. So then he said, he mentioned that based on to whom?
That's the idea.
Completely atheistic people, and they have no faith on God, anything. For them, some worship has to be this thing. But for devotees, that's kind of hellish.
So we have to think for whom it is said, with what level of consciousness that is said.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything gets become adjusted, otherwise it will become confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be done, because our consciousness will also advance, no? So as we advance, we have to change our perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise we will not be able to advance. And that perception might be contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do that. Suppose like you are grihastha, for now, okay, female is worshipable. But when you become sannyasi, then that female is maya. You have to change your vision at that time, no?
I never thought in grasp of female is worshipable.
She is, because she is a Vaishnavi.
Yeah.
For you, it's that way. Hare Krishna. So, gachante mooda padamaviyam tat. If you do that, then we become amooda. Amooda means foolish. Amooda means wise. And what's the difference between foolish and wise? Foolish also have a lot of knowledge.
Mm.
But foolish will not have wisdom.
Will not have wisdom,
yeah.
Right.
So you might think, oh, he's so knowledgeable. But if he doesn't have wisdom, he's a fool. Because he has so much data, but no processing.
Mm.
What's the use of that? It is just lying there. So Krishna says, you will be able to handle, you will be able to harmonize different instructions in scriptures. You will become wise. Mm. And then Padam Avyamta, then we will attain Krishna that day. That's all. This is how we should advance in devotion. So, that's all. This was.
That's so wonderful. So the humility is three kind. One is